You're listening to SBS News.
Sports ruling bodies have expressed disappointment at the decision to bar spectators from Olympic events in the host city Tokyo, while accepting it's necessary to prevent a worsening of the COVID-19 pandemic in Japan. A fourth state of emergency has been declared in the Japanese capital that will last the duration of the Games. The president of Tokyo 2020, Seiko Hashimoto, says she'd hoped fans could cheer on the athletes from the sidelines.
We wanted to have full stadium so that people from the community could get involved in welcoming athletes, so that we can have the full presentation of the power of sports. However, we are now faced with rising COVID-19 infections, so we unfortunately have no other choice but to hold the Games in a limited way. We apologize to the many people who were looking forward to the Games and had purchased tickets, as well as people from the local community.
In Tokyo, a man wielding a megaphone calls for people to save lives by opposing the Olympics. He's among a small group of protesters that have taken to the streets, calling for the international event to be called off to curb the spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant.
I don't think we should hold the Olympics in such a situation. We want to protest against the Games till the very end, and we want it to be cancelled. That's why I came here today.
New research from France adds to evidence that widely used COVID-19 vaccines still offer strong protection against the Delta mutation. But researchers at the Pasteur Institute say full vaccination is critical. The Delta variant is now the dominant strain in the United States. COVID-19 cases there have risen around 11% in a week. The majority are in counties with vaccination rates less than 40%. The director at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Rochelle Walensky, says it's a concerning new trend.
In areas of low vaccination coverage, cases and hospitalizations are up. Further, we are seeing some small clusters and larger outbreaks of COVID-19 in locations such as camps and community events where proper, hard-learned prevention strategies are not enforced.
In neighboring Canada, travel restrictions for citizens are easing, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will be some time before unvaccinated foreign tourists are allowed into the country.
I can tell you right now, that's not going to happen for quite a while. We need to continue to ensure that the safety of Canadians, of all the sacrifices that so many people have made over the past many, many months, are not for nothing.
Globally, people wanting to travel continue to face disruptions to their plans. France has warned its nationals against holidaying in Spain and Portugal because of a spike in COVID-19 cases. France's junior European Affairs Minister, Clément Beaune, says the government is considering tighter restrictions on travel in Europe.
Ceux qui n'ont pas encore réservé leurs vacances.
For those of you who haven't booked your holidays, avoid having Spain and Portugal as your destinations. It's an advice of prudence. It's a recommendation that we are insisting on.
Germany is only allowing its own citizens and residents in from Portugal, and they must quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival. In an effort to bring under control a worrying COVID-19 surge, tourism-dependent Portugal has imposed stricter rules. Holidaymakers are to be required to show a negative coronavirus test, plus a European Union COVID-19 vaccination certificate or proof of recovery to stay in hotels and rental properties. Cabinet Minister Mariana Vieira da Silva says rapid tests will be available at check-in.
We continue to see the pandemic worsen, particularly during this week when the daily average of cases rose 54%.
In Spain, infections have surged in the 12 to 29-year-old age group, with recent outbreaks linked to end-of-year student parties. That's led the country's health minister to warn that young people can develop severe COVID-19. Scrambling to bring the virus under control, the Catalonia region has shut down nightclubs just weeks after opening them. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.